We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Rob Sicari Show. That's a pretty good song, right? That's a pretty good song. I like that song. Baked Alaska, man. It's huge. It's bigly. Oh, man. A lot of indigestion here. A lot of indigestion here. a lot of indigestion here. I made cube steaks. I did. Here's what I did. Let me just throw it out there. Oh. I made cube steaks with shake and bake. And now it's not shake and bake from when I was a kid. You remember old school shake and bake? And it was just kind of breadcrumbs that you put in a bag. You shake meat. Shake your meat. Remember, and you just shake your meat? You shake your meat in a bag. That sounds wrong. You shake your meat in a bag. This is very wrong. You bag your meat. You bag. Oh, look, I just amuse myself. I'm just a crazy person. If you put your meat in a bag, you shake it. That's what I did last night. But the breadcrumbs, it was like a Parmesan. Like, the shake and bake nowadays is high-end. It's like high-end stuff, man. It's not old, just red box. This is like Parmesan and oregano. It's like a whole mix. So I made that. And I'm still, because I ate late last night. I wound up working out late. I ate late. Wasn't good. Just wasn't good. But I actually slept good. Like, just really slept. It was one of those, like, yeah. All right, so enough of my meat in a bag, shaking my meat. Enough of that. I want to talk to the Bernie Sanders supporters. I really do. Here's the thing. Okay? Here's the thing. Now, I don't know if CNN is doing this to lure Bernie Sanders out, could be. I don't think so, because Bernie Sanders would suck just every vote imaginable. Just suck every vote imaginable away from Hillary Clinton. But last night, and here's what I'm talking about. Last night, they did a town hall with Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, and his VP. I don't remember his name. What the hell is his name? Hold on. What's his name? Let me check real quick, just so I'm. I mean, I guess I don't really need to check. I guess it really doesn't matter because it's Gary Johnson, and so let hold on. It's Gary Johnson. What's the other guy's name? I'm trying to see what's the other guy's name? Gary Johnson and oh God. The hell's the other guy? Gary Johnson and I don't know. I'm trying to find it. Everything's just slow. I'm sorry, guys. I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Just the Gary Johnson guy, Gary Johnson and his VP pick. How's that? Let me see if this comes up. What the hell's his name? Oh, okay. Hold on. William Weld. I don't know why, but it reminds me of William Wallace. He was the Massachusetts governor. William Weld. So, CNN did a town hall with Gary Johnson and William Weld. And this is the first time that a libertarian ticket has gotten play like this. This is unprecedented. No libertarian, no third party under a libertarian banner or a Greenpeace has ever gotten this play. Now, yes, you had Ross Perot. And he got big action, and he got big play, but he wasn't a libertarian. He wasn't Greenpeace. He wasn't one of these other third-party kook groups, because that's what they are. They really are. They're kook. I mean, even this libertarian. Did you guys see their convention? It was covered on C-SPAN, and then, of course, some of the other news outlets broadcasted the highlights, which was a guy taking his clothes off and dancing on stage. I'm not kidding. One of the candidates or one of the people that threw their name in, I don't know exactly. It was one of those, like, what is going on? This is bizarre. They're in a conference room and they're acting what is this? And then a guy gets on stage, he just says a little speech and takes his clothes off and starts dancing naked. It's just insane. Perot was no affiliation and put up $100 million, $60 million, something like that. Something like that. So this is unprecedented. Unprecedented. Chris Cuomo. You know, Mario Cuomo's other kid. The loser. The loser of the kids. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Andrew Cuomo's, but he's a governor. He's trying to do something. He's you know, running a state. He's running a state. What the hell's Chris Cuomo doing? What's he doing? Nothing exactly. He's an advocate. He's a talking head. He's a putz. That's what he's doing. He's a putz. So he hosted it. They didn't even give William Walsh and Gary Johnson the big guns. They didn't give him Anderson Cooper. They were like, we're not going to give you Anderson Cooper. We're not going to give you Wolf Blitzer. Hell, we're not even going to give you Jake Tapper. We're going to give you Chris Cuomo. Yeah. We're going to give you the morning show guy. We're going to give you the morning show guy that hosts a Fox and Friends type program. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. But still, you know, it was a major stage for the libertarian ticket. It was a major stage. If you had no idea who these guys were, you got a taste of it last night. And it's weird and bizarre because they're both not on the same page. They're both not on the same page. I guess it's old school. I guess it's just back in the day. Back in the day, like 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, back before I was born, when I was just a glimmer in someone's eyes, you would have a president and vice president who were not on the same page. They didn't even necessarily like each other. They had opposite positions. It wasn't like now, where the vice president mimics everything that the president says. So if the president says, "I like cream cheese," the vice president goes, "I like cream cheese." The president goes, "I like my coffee black." The vice president goes, "I like my coffee black." But back in the old days, it was like, "I like coffee." The vice president would be like, "I like scotch. Coffee is for fags." It was like that. So I guess it's a throwback because Gary Johnson's talking about abolishing the IRS. He's like, we're going to do a consumption tax. So we're going to do a consumption tax. Wouldn't it be nice to abolish the IRS? And then the William Walsh goes, "I don't think we have to abolish the IRS." And it's like, what are these guys doing? Aren't they on the same ticket? Isn't it supposed to be president and vice president? It's a trip. It's a trip. It is. It's just a trip. So these guys got a good hour and a half. I mean, I feel bad for saying this because I should have watched it because this is what I do. It's a political show. We talk politics. We talk all things political. And the fact that I didn't watch it kind of makes me, small, does it? Or it's like, it's these goofballs. It's William Walsh. I don't know, but I couldn't. I tried. I did. I tried. I sat there and I'm watching and they're doing their tax. Yes, abolish. No, abolish. And I'm like, I can't give up an hour and a half of my life right now. I can't. I just can't do it. Can't. I'm sorry. I'll look unprofessional. I can't. But it was just bizarre. Seriously, it was bizarre, but here's where I'm going. And this is the Bernie Sanders part of the bit. Bernie Sanders should run as a third party candidate. Because if they're giving this much attention to the Libertarian Party candidates who are kooky as kooky can be. I mean, this Gary Johnson is talking about smoking weed. I kid you not. I mean, he's it's not, "I support legalization. I support, legalization of all drugs. I think people should be alive. I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about a guy that's like, Yeah, I smoke weed every day. What? What? I mean, I know. Listen, I'm not a fuddy-duddy, okay, please. I'm pro weed. I am. I'm super pro weed, but when I smoked weed, okay? When I smoked weed, there were times where I forgot stuff. There was times when I was in a daze. There were times where my mind was definitely not where it was supposed to be. Now, I'm not saying this sinister. You know, it wasn't like I'm thinking about killing a bunch of people at a gay nightclub. That's not what I'm talking about. But there were definitely more than one occasion where I found myself just staring at the wall for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, hell, maybe even 20 minutes. And the idea that the President of the United States would be getting high in the Oval Office, it's kind of bizarre. It's just bizarre. It really is. It's just bizarre. That's all. It's not a fuddy-duddy, but it's just bizarre to me. Okay? It's just bizarre. So they're giving the libertarians a lot of play. They're giving them a lot of play. And remember, in order for them to get into the debates, they got to meet a 15% threshold. That's the amount of polling. That's the number that they have to hit to be on the debate stage. Now, in order for that to happen, people got to know who they are. People got to see them. People like CNN has to cover them. And then they have to be included in polls. So when Quimbiak, Monmouth, CNN, SurveyMonkey, when they do their polls, they have to include Gary Johnson and William Welch. And if they hit 15%, they're in the debates. And now they're getting publicity. They're on the talk shows. I'm starting to hear them on the Glenn Beck's and the various morning programs and afternoon programs and the little CNN town hall. Now, there's no chance. There's no chance that they can win. There's not even a chance they could carry a state. I don't even think there's a chance that they can be. Now, I could be wrong. Could be wrong. They keep getting more publicity. If more places have these town hall events, you could see them become a spoiler. But at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to make a real difference. Now, Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, Bernie Sanders could make a huge difference. When Bernie Sanders talks about a movement, when Bernie Sanders talks about a political revolution, changing from an independent, which essentially is a libertarian or part of the Libertarian Party. If you want to be, you know, painting with broad brushes and broad strokes. Being a change agent, being a leader of a revolution, isn't something or somebody that then folds their tent and goes home. Bernie Sanders has always been an independent. He then switched and put a D next to his name so he could run for the nomination of that party. Even though he never was a Democrat, he doesn't agree with a lot of the things the Democrats stand for. He doesn't get along with a whole slew of Democrats. People like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, like insiders, like the who's who. I mean, his whole campaign was run as an outsider. So if Bernie really wanted to be that change agent, he would run as an independent. If he really wanted to create a revolution, he would run as an independent. If Gary Johnson and William Welch are getting play, what the hell do you think Bernie Sanders would get? What do you think Bernie Sanders would get? It'd be huge. It'd be huge. And all you supporters of Bernie Sanders, you should be demanding this. You should be demanding this, because if he doesn't, and basically he folds up shop and says, okay, everybody, now vote for Hillary Clinton. You were all worked. You were all scammed. You were all bamboozled. For the Bernie Sanders ego and to fill the pockets of all the people that work for Bernie Sanders. They all made millions. Everybody involved with the Bernie Sanders campaign made millions. Hell, Bernie made millions. How? Because now Bernie can write books. Now Bernie actually command a dollar. Seriously. He could actually, I mean, look at Sarah Palin. I mean, just look at a lot of the people that ran for president and of course failed. But look what happened after. They made bank. They parlayed that run into riches. So if Bernie Sanders is really for a revolution, if he's really for change, if he's really for all of these democratic socialist ideas, he wouldn't fold up his tent and go home. He would announce that he's going to run as an independent. Or he's going to run on one of these tickets that are already on X amount of states. Because you got to get on states. You got to get your name put on the ballot in all the various states. So right now to just go, all right, I'm going to run as an independent. Some of these states, the time has passed. So you'd have to sue to get your name on the ballot. It could be problematic. But if Bernie was serious, he could set up a meeting with one of these third-party groups and tell them, we're going to create a revolution. We're going to create a revolution. Now that's lasting change. That's lasting change. Creating a movement that's creating a revolution. But folding up and saying, hey, everybody, vote for Hillary Clinton now. Vote for the person that we are most different from. That's the thing. You know, Obama and Hillary were the exact same. Except one was black and one was white. One was a woman, one was a guy. But their policies were the same. What they wanted to do when they got up, this everything was the same. But as it pertains to Bernie and Hillary, they are different on every issue. Military, they're different. Guns, they're different. Campaign finances. Everything is different. And now Bernie Sanders is going to say to the millions and millions and millions of people that voted for him and, more importantly, gave him millions of dollars, hey, vote for Hillary now because Donald Trump is really, really bad. If I was a Bernie supporter, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, you worked me. You worked me. You worked me. You worked me. You made me believe in this change. You made me believe in this political revolution. You made me believe. And now you're telling me to go along with the system that is rigged. The system that has put me where I am. I'm behind the eight ball because of this system. And you gave me hope. You gave me something to believe in. And now you're telling me, eh, oh well. Oh well. It didn't work, so let's go with the system. That's insane. That's insane. And while Bernie Sanders is saying this to his people are seeing Gary Johnson and William Welch get all this exposure. And they got to be saying to themselves, well, why the hell isn't Bernie doing that? Why the hell isn't Bernie doing that? He could do that. He could do that times 10. And Bernie could win. I mean, let's face it, guys. Bernie could win. Crazy Bernie could win. Crazy Bernie could win. If you had them three running, Bernie, Hillary, and Trump. If you had them three running, Bernie Sanders could legitimately, he legitimately would have a chance to win. Bernie supporters, you need to demand that Bernie run. You need to call the campaign managers. You need to call the surrogates. You need to call whoever. You must demand that Bernie run, or you want your money back. You want your money back. That's what you all should be saying. Bernie, you either run as a third party, you either run as an independent, or we want our money back. But for us to now be forced or suggested that we support a candidate that you told us was not qualified to be president, that's controlled by the banks, that has secret conversations with the banks. We want our money back. You either run as a third party or we want our money back. If I was a Bernie supporter, that's what I would be demanding. I would be screaming it. When you're watching Gary Johnson and William Welch on CNN, when you're listening to him on Glenn Beck, or you're listening to him on any of the other morning programs, and you're sitting there going, why the hell is Bernie not doing this? This is insane. Demand it. Ladies and gentlemen, demand it. Demand that Bernie Sanders run as a third party candidate, or the money needs to come back.